There's an interesting story. You were local government chair of the League of Women Voters, and you learned that the city health department was in horrible condition. Milk was not inspected properly. Tell us about that.
I was shocked. The milk was not dated. So I attacked Meadow Gold, which was our big distributor at that time. I didn't even know about Hawks, but I was later accused that my uncle worked for Hawks, and I did this to help my uncle.
What was Hawks?
Hawks Dairy, another minor thing. Now, my uncle never worked for Hawks.
That you were accused
of? Nor was he ever in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh.
But I was very much accused of that. Meadow Gold was furious, but they started dating their milk. Then the city started inspecting more. The only way to solve it was to get the county and the city together. There was a couple here named Muriel and Charles Follinsby. They were both lawyers, friends of ours. I got them interested in it, and they did that final push. The two combined, got a good director who was a physician, and the health department became a professional health department. It was very bad.
And today it has a good reputation today in
yeah,
our county.
Yeah, it does.
And it started there with you saying, Meadow Gold, you need to date your milk.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine having undated milk?
Did you ever meet personally with the Meadow Gold people?
Yes. And it was not charming.
And it wasn't a pleasant meeting.
No. They must have been dating it everywhere else, and that's what I said. I said, I had Meadow Gold milk as a child in Chicago, and it was dated. I know it was.
So I suppose they didn't like you butting into their business.
No. No.
Didn't you have an issue with a credit card company?
Oh, yes. They wouldn't give me a credit card. I made a fuss about it.
Why wouldn't they give you one?
Because I was a woman.
Oh, of course.
So they finally got so annoyed, and this was Bank AmeriCard. They called Raymond and said, your wife is making such a fuss about getting a credit card that if you say it's all right, we'll give it to her. And brave Raymond said, you look at her income, her salary from TU, her assets, and you decide whether you want to give her a credit card. And they decided not to. At that point, I was awarded a prize to go to England and speak for a month. And I thought, gee, I need a credit card. I got a Barclay card, which was the same as Bank AmeriCard. I could get it in Britain, but not here. So I used that and got it here then.
So was that a nationwide then that they
I think it must have been. And my income wasn't that big, but it was okay.
About what time would that have been?
Maybe 68. Mm-hmm. Maybe 68.